Well, my mother quit slapping me, thank God. But she held on to me for hours. Held on to me like I was a baby. And she kept crying. So many tears. My clothes and hair were soaked with her tears. It was like my mother had given me a grief shower, you know? Like she'd baptized me with her pain. Of course, it was way too weird to watch. So all of my cousins left, my dad went in his bedroom. It was just my mother and me, just her tears and me. But I didn't cry. I just hugged my mother back and wanted all of it to be over. I wanted to fall asleep again and dream about killer wasps. Yeah, I figured any nightmare would be better than my reality. And then it was over. My mother fell asleep and let me go. I stood and walked into the kitchen. I was way hungry, but my cousins had eaten most of our food. So all I had for dinner was saltine crackers and water, like I was in jail. Man. 2 days later, we buried my sister in the Catholic graveyard down near the powwow grounds. I barely remember the wake. I barely remember the funeral service. I barely remember the burial. I was in this weird fog. No. It was more like I was in this small room, the smallest room in the world. I could reach out and touch the walls, which were made out of greasy glass. I could see shadows, but I couldn't see details, you know. And I was cold, just freezing, like there was a snowstorm blowing inside of my chest. But all of that fog and greasy glass and snow disappeared when they lowered my sister's coffin into the grave. And let me tell you, it had taken them forever to dig that grave in the frozen ground. As the coffin settled into the dirt, it made this noise. Almost like a breath, you know. Like a sigh. Like the coffin was settling down for a long, long nap. For a forever nap. That was it. I had to get out of there. I turned and ran out of the graveyard and into the woods across the road. I planned on running deep into the woods, so deep that I'd never be found. But guess what? I ran full speed into Rowdy and sent us both sprawling. Yep. Rowdy had been hiding in the woods while he watched the burial. Wow.